Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
South Central Alaska faces a looming natural gas shortage, putting the future of how homes, businesses, and governments keep themselves powered on and well heated at a crossroads. For the past year, a coalition of regional mayors has met with various stakeholders and utilities about the best path to provide for Alaska's rail belt. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki says a fix for the looming natural gas shortfall won't come from the legislature or the governor or local mayors like himself, but that it has to come from utilities.
Our most valuable mission here is advocating for someone willing to step up and make the right decisions for a comprehensive plan forward. There isn't one. And that's something that we have to demand going forward.
That was Mayor Michicki speaking at a retreat held last Thursday hosted by the Anchorage Assembly to hear from the coalition of mayors about the state of the gas shortfall. Mayors like Michicki and the South Central Coalition have invited the sponsors of various energy and infrastructure projects to pitch timelines, anticipated outputs, and costs over the past year. He laid out a number of projects ranging from renewables like solar and wind power to expansion of existing natural gas production. He said none of these projects have signed commitments to move forward. Whatever the solution, Michicki said it'll likely be a mixture of approaches. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. With the hunting season winding down to a close, it's time to put your application in for the drawing hunt. Each year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game publishes a draw hunt supplement with specific information containing the drawing hunt opportunities and area boundaries. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has returned to having a single application period during November and December each year. This hunt requires an application and a non-refundable application fee. The application is entirely online and costs only $5 per point. All individual and party applications are limited to 6 points. The winners of the drawing hunt lottery will be announced on February 21st next year. According to wildlife biologist Jacob Pelham, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game does offer a breakdown of the lottery and helps individuals see how much of a chance they have at winning their selected lottery.
We do provide a drawing permit supplement that has the breakdown of every draw hunt that's available in the state of Alaska. And on the back, we have the chances that you are to draw that, whether it's 20% chance you'll draw it or, you know, less than 1% for a really coveted tag.
In order to be able to apply for the draw hunt, be sure you have a valid big game hunting license. Be sure to check the current draw hunt supplement to find your hunt numbers. Once you have all your information, go online and fill out the application. If you are a non-resident applying for Emperor Goose only, you must obtain or have applied for an Alaska small game hunting license prior to applying. All applications for the draw hunt are due by December 16th at 5 o'clock p.m. An increase in the number of earthquakes under a volcano near Anchorage this year has geologists paying attention. Mount Spur, about 80 miles northwest of Anchorage, last erupted in 1992, spewing an ash cloud nearly 12 miles into the air, prompting flights to be canceled and people to don masks. Another eruption at the 11,000-foot stratovolcano could be severely disruptive to the city and surrounding area, according to the Alaska Volcano Observatory. The observatory raised its alert status for Mount Spur in October from green to yellow. Observatory scientist David Fee said Friday there have been about 1,500 small earthquakes below the volcano this year, compared to about 100 in a normal year. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.